Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. The FBI continues to investigate last week's mob riot at the Capitol and make arrests that include current and former military service members. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the domestic extremism problem within the ranks may be more serious than officials realized.
A senior defense official tells NPR there are 143 notifications of investigations by the FBI last year of former and current military service members. Of these, about half, or 68, pertain to domestic extremism. The vast majority are former military, the official said, many with unfavorable discharge records. The official said most of the cases involve anti-government activity, including attacks on government facilities and those in authority positions. One-fourth are associated with white nationalism. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
President-elect Joe Biden outlined his plans Friday to speed up vaccination efforts in the U.S. He plans to set up new vaccination sites and increase supplies. He said Congress must approve more money for the effort, and people should help by continuing to wear masks and avoid large crowds. Earlier this week, Health Secretary Alex Azar pledged to release all COVID vaccine doses held in reserve. But it turns out that reserve supply is already depleted. NPR's Ping Huang reports.
Governors expected a huge infusion of vaccines following Azar's announcement. Now they're facing huge disappointments as states are learning that there is no reserve supply. At the start of vaccine distribution, the government held back millions of vaccines for second doses and safety stock. As confidence in vaccine supply improved, they started quietly shipping out that reserve supply in late December. Liquidating that reserve has led to a modest increase in vaccine supply over the past weeks. So far, the Trump administration's vision for a vaccine supply that would increase rapidly from week to week has not materialized. President-elect Joe Biden has vowed to get 100 million vaccine doses out in his first 100 days. Ping Huang, NPR News.
Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder and several other former state and local officials face criminal charges for the contaminated water system in the city of Flint. 9 people died of Legionnaire's disease. The state's former health director is among the accused. Jim Haveman previously held that job. He said the charges are the result of Monday morning quarterbacking.
You make the decision based upon what the knowledge you have at the time, and you base it on science and data. So I just think it's a great leap to talk about the mistakes that were made in Flint, and there were mistakes made. And to call that willful neglect, much less to lead to criminal charges.
Prosecutors say the case is about justice, truth, accountability, poisoned children, and lost lives. This is NPR News. Government officials are considering whether to put the rioters at the U.S. Capitol last week on the federal no-fly list. Some lawmakers have been requesting the addition. Delta, United, and Alaska Airlines are banning passengers flying to the Washington area from putting guns in their checked bags until after the inauguration. Wyoming saw significant job losses in its mining sector during the pandemic. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Over the past year, 40% of Wyoming's loss in employment was centered around mining, oil, gas, and coal, for example. Those calculating the figures say it's due to decreased travel, drop in oil prices, and generally less demand for power. Rick Mansheim is a workforce center manager in Wyoming coal country.
It was just like the perfect storm. We had COVID hit at the same time that there was just this ongoing decline of coal and fossil fuel use.
The drop didn't just hit employment, but tax collection. Less energy production means less revenue for the resource-dependent state. Coal production fell roughly 15% year over year, according to a state report. For NPR News, I'm Cooper McKim.
In Uganda, preliminary results show longtime leader Yoweri Museveni has a commanding lead in that country's presidential election. His main rival, Bobby Wine, claims widespread fraud. He also claims the Ugandan military has entered his home, something the military denies. Final results are expected Saturday afternoon. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.